We are at the end of Simon Beis. We saw the Shulchan Aruch yesterday in Sivav. Shulchan Aruch said, Asur Lelech became a Skufa. A person is not allowed to walk, literally, in an erect, upright manner. Nor should a person go. A person should not walk down Amos with one's head uncovered, in deference to the Shekhinah. The Yivdik Nekavav, another thing you should do in the morning is one should check oneself to see if one needs to be excused. The Chasakol Gufay, V'layelech Yachif, we said a person should not go barefoot. The Yarglat, Melipanes, Breaker of Erev, Shehuz Rizus, Menekias, as mentioned, one should try and excuse oneself in the morning or the evening for a Gufnaki. So we mentioned the diuk, the kind of glaring diuk in the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, which the Bach points out in his Medayik Netzur, but it says you're not allowed to go with a kemes kufa. It doesn't mention down amos. It says you're not allowed to walk upright in a very kind of haughty manner, and then it says don't go down amos without a kisa reish, which implies that that is not quite as chamor, the concept of kisa reish. And as mentioned, this is a big diuk in the Rishonim and the Achronim as to whether or not there is an obligation of Kisi Roish Me'ikr Hadin for a man, or is it in Midas Chasidus? Is it strictly speaking obligated for a person to cover one's head the whole time? or is it only in Midas Chasidus? And the way the Bach explained the Torah, he said that it's in Midas Chasidus, it's not Me'ikr Hadin. And therefore, that's the reason why the tour, and so to the Shulchan Aruch, said you shouldn't go down Amos without a kisa reish. But when it comes to kemes kufa, that already is me'ikra din mamish, and therefore we're going to be machmir to say you can't go even less than down Amos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We said one cannot go but kemes kufa. And if a person walks in a particularly proud, haughty manner, that is considered to be like one is kaviyochol, pushing aside, pushing and stepping, treading on the ragli hashchina. Alkin kasvach reinim the asa afiru pachas me'ar ba'amis, u'pashad afiru oimed b'mkoymai ve'ena hilech klal. So it's kind of the way that you stand. If you stand in a manner which is high and mighty, that is also problematic. Then we said, v'lo yelech afiru b'vay sheyesh b'tikra. Meaning one might say, maybe if there's a covering on top of my head, which after all isn't that the concept of kisei roish, so there is some type of a kisei on my roish, insofar as there's a tikras habayis. And now we say, now, afilu b'bayis yesh b'tikra, even if you are indoors, the kol shegein tachas avir ha-shamayim, the yesh b'zar l'kol yalma. But that, clearly there is more of a chumrah when it comes to a person who is outside, that one should have one's head covered. Now we said over here it is arba amos. B'midas chasidus afilu pachas mi arba amos. B'midas chasidus is even less. Afilu be'ez hashenu b'layla. It says the Shlach Kodesh, even when a person goes to sleep, it is good to have one's head covered the whole time. V'yesh mitzadet in leimed afilu arba amos ena oster midina raklat snuyim b'maseim. And there are those who say that even walking down Amos, it's not Mi'ikra Din. This he quotes from the Marshal. It is not Mi'ikra Din, it's let's snuy him. And as we mentioned, certainly the Hanhaga of many Sfaradim, certainly I remember seeing this in America, in New York, very, very common, and a lot of Sfaradi Kehillas, Chashava people, but you know, they would walk, they would go about their day without keep on their head, and when they would daven, and when they would eat. But again, so says the Marshal that it's not awesome midina raklat snim b'maseim. Avol karkosav ataz l'kamon b'snim inches debizmanenu isegomor midina liyez begilei arayish. V'afiru yeshu v'beisei ayin sham hatam. So paskin the Mishnah Berurah that there is a taz which we need to contend with, the taz later on in snim inches. And he says, the taz says, nowadays it is mi'ikra din. So he quotes over here in the footnote 20, he says that which we say later on in Simon Tzadi Aleph, Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Aleph, we say that this is the Lashon. Yesh oimrim she'osu lahazkiris Hashem oyelahi kones lebeis haknesses v'gili reish. So it says there are those who say you're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem and you're not allowed to enter a shul with your head uncovered. So it has to be bir halacha, but over here we're saying that it's osur to go with Gilui Reish even if you're not being Mazkir Shem Hashem, even if you're not doing it to Beis HaKnesses. So why later on in Siman Tzadi Aleph does the Shulchan Aruch say, those who say, don't be Mazkir Hashem, don't go into a shul with Gilui Reish if anyway there's always an issur of Gilui Reish? So there's a couple of answers. The Be'er Heitiv says over there that Kan Eine Chiyuv Gomor El Midas Chasidus Bovad. So as we mentioned over here, there is an opinion which says that it's only Midas Chasidus, but whereas when it comes to being Mazkir Shem Hashem, when it comes to davening, when it comes to being in a Beis HaKnesses, that already is a Chiyuv Gomor Meikra Din. The Prim Begadim has another answer, and he says that here we're speaking about Kan Medubar Dafka B'Hoylech Arba Amis. If you're going Arba Amis, but when it comes to being Mazker as Hashem, when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, then it's also even less than Arba Amos.
Say again? The interesting is
yeah, it is interesting that it says Yesh Omrim. The truth is, sometimes when it says Yesh Omrim, the Mishnah and the Pesachim say, even though it says Yesh Omrim, it is Lekuli Alma. It doesn't always mean, it doesn't necessarily mean. But the Taz says nowadays it's become, this has become the Minhag Yisrael, and so on, and therefore there's more of a reason mitzad the Minhag Yisrael, this is how one walks, and maybe you know you can understand why how there might be different minhagim in different kehilas and so on.
But by a famous tshuva of Rabbi Moshe about he was asked about wearing a kapel for work.
Absolutely. There is that tshuva about Rabbi Moshe. I think it's at the beginning. It's like one of the first tshuvas in Yoredeya about wearing a kapel for work. I'm trying to remember what the tzadim lekan are. We're going to mention Rav Moshe in a minute, but I think it's a different Rav Moshe. I have to remember exactly what the various tzadim which he says over there. Al-Kopanim, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying that nowadays, certainly when it's Minhag Ashkenaz, one should be Machmer, the Bismanele, the Gamer, Medina Li, is Begin Arish, Filiyesh, Rebbeis, Safai, Machin, Kosta, Bechuva, is Marid, Buronot. Kosim Magen Avram Da Filu Ketanim Nochem Mahargil and Bekisa Reish Yehiyachid and Mahavi Lehu Emsa Dishmaya. Right? What does the Gemara say? Kedis and Shabbos Kufn and Vav Kasei Reish Reishich Yehiyachid and Mahavi Alach Emsa Dishmaya. Meaning the mother of an Amira was told that you should make sure you cover your son's head. This way he will always have Yir Shemayim, and that is the word Yarmulke is Yir the Malka. Yir the Malka is the Yarmulke. That's where it comes from. It comes from this Gemara. Cover your head. This way you will always have aims to the Malka. V'da'oid, the le'inyin gili haroish, dai bekisu hayad al haroish. So this is another interesting discussion. When we speak about not having your head uncovered and covering your head somewhat, what exactly do you need to do? How much of your head do you need to cover? So as far as the problem of walking around with Gilei Reish, and that he says, Dai Bekisei Hayad Al Hareish. It's sufficient to put one's hand on one's head. So, can one do this to say a bracha? Can one put one's hand on one's head? So, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi Aleph that if someone else puts their hand on your head, then that is considered to be a kisa. For you to put your own hand on your own head, that's not considered to be a kisa legavi bracha, because it's all, you're all the same thing. It's your body is putting on your body. That's not considered to be a proper kisa harosh, whereas you need to have someone else put their hand on your head. But one interesting thing which Rav Moshe takes out of this is, can we be medayik if the Shulchan Aruch says later on in Tzadi Aleph that if someone puts their hand on your head, then that somehow takes care of the concept of Kisa Reish. It says, Rav Moshe, well, I mean, that doesn't cover the majority of my head. So it says Rav Moshe that it's in Chedek Aleph, Stim and Aleph. This is, you know, over there at the beginning. And this is the one in Aruch Chaim. He says, She'ein tzarich kisa al reiv haresh. You don't need to cover the majority of your head, he says. She'arei hayad eina mechase ala mikzis haresh. It only covers a small section of your head. Others disagree. Mikutz Avir from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, Yesh L'chazis is Reiv HaRosh. And that's why you see different people, some have got very, very big kisei reish, it's not a frumkeit azar. It's more that they feel that to the extent that you need to be mechasa the reish, is that then you have to cover your head. And covering the head means covering the whole head. Okay, there's a din or rubei kekulei, like we usually say. The majority is as if it's the whole thing. That is the thing. What about Rav Moshe's raya? Rav Moshe has a shtarka raya. It says that if someone puts their hand on your head, that's considered to be kisa reish. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to be deich of the raya. A little bit schwer in my opinion. He says, shef shalom farashmich, shtei yodayim. Maybe he's putting two hands. Alright. Or maybe it's even like someone with a small head. I don't know. It seems to be a little bit dochuk. But al-Kapanim, that is Rav Moshe. There are those who say that ideally it should be visible from all sides, as opposed to if it's, you know, very small on the back of your head and like that, and so on. there are different theories about that. Now, another thing the Mishnah Berurah says very interesting is v'huadin in the fala roisha yishari begile harosh. That's the person's checking for lice. Checking for lice, you don't need to kind of, you know, like move it around and kind of keep it on the whole time. In the fala reisha shari begile harosh. Now, if you look in the Sha'atzin of Yerchav Beis, he quotes this from a prima godim, ein debir halacha. So, what we're going to see something very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah over here is going to kind of take on partially the prima godim, but he's not going to be as machmir as the prima godim. So, if you look at on this page, on the top line, he says, Hey Nemes, the prima godim kosav, the im mefala reishe kehai gavna shari. If one is checking for lice, so then in this type of a situation, then it would be okay. Mashma minei de dafke b'mechase b'yodai. The prima godim is only lenient if you still have your hand on your head. Not that you can take your kapel off and not put your hand on your head. So the prima godim is only mako to allow you to remove your kapel if you at least have your hand on your head. So again, MS the prima godim kazim falareisha kehai gavne shari mashma minei to dafke b'mechase b'yodai. Says the Ve'alacha, V'anechi ishmatati tevis ki'ai gavna. I purposely left out the words ki'ai gavna. Why? Because I've got another source. Mishum de misefer simach adasha, mashma de bezeh shari b'chol gavna. I've got other sources which say that if you are checking for lice and so on, it's mutter, you don't need to have your head covered at all. Says the Ve'alacha, V'anechi daiti she'ein lahachmer bezeh. One does not need to be machmir. Achrei de chashash de ubechukei seim, which is what the Taz mentions, that nowadays it's become the Yiddish Hatsura, this is the way that we go with kisei reish, and for you to go without that, then it's a problem of chukas hagoyim and so on, which is where the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha are coming from. Says the Be'er Halacha, well, if that's the inyan, in other words, let's kind of take a step back. Number one, it seems to be it's a midas chasidus. The Ikra did. It's not the din of the Gemara. We have that, those are the rise of the Bach. And the fact that it says, you know, I'm going to get Olam Haba because I never walked Dalad Amas. Rav Huna never walked Dalad Amas below Kisa Reish. If it's an Ikra din, why is Rav Huna Mishtaber? Why is he praising himself? And Elamai is a Midas Chasidus. Now, of course, you're going to tell me that the Taz says nowadays, Chukas Hagoyim, it became a Jewish minute to do so. Says the Bir Halacha, if that's the inyan, lo shayich ledidei lekuliyama kakol royin she'oisezer rak l'teves atzmai. The person's at the barber, or a person is having their head checked for lice and so on, and it's clear the reason why your head is uncovered, so then it wouldn't be a problem of chukas hagoyim. That's the way the Bir Halacha comes out, and that's the reason why he therefore left out a couple of words of the prima godim. Yesh ladun, based on this Bir Halacha, what is the din if a person is playing football and they take their kapel off? Right? So what would one say?
If they score, it's okay.
Right. So what would you say in such a case? So could you apply the Bir Halacha? And could you say, like, I mean, I know a person, you know, very learned person, interesting person, mind you, but when they would play a particular sport, that would always come off, and it always thought it was a little bit out of character for this person, you know, to take it off. It happens to be that they wore a very small kapel, they didn't have much hair, and you know, it would fall off again and again. But Do we say, like the Be'er Halacha says, that Hakol Royin Sha'isus Zerak L'Tevus Atzmoi? It's clear he's not doing it to emulate, to go in the statutes and the chukim of the goyim. It's just very difficult. It's not going to stay on. Maybe one can be medayik that from this Be'er Halacha. You know, obviously one tries to be machmir if one can. If I, on the rare occasions when I play sports, I do have a basketball hoop in my that garden, so I go like this. If you go like this, you put it this way, it will not come off. It's an interesting shtick.
It's not about my hat and my kippah go off with the wind.
Exactly. It doesn't work with a kippah sruga, correct. Anyway, so that is the Mishnah Berurah and this Be'er Halacha. Good. As you mentioned, there's more of a chumrah when a person is walking outdoors. There he says putting your hands on your head is not good. Again, if that's all one, if a person's hat or kappa blows off, that is often what a person will do. But that's the best you can do. So we said one should not go begili harosh. Kol shegin she'asa levarich. One is not allowed to make brachas. One is not allowed to learn if one's head is uncovered. It's a very interesting shayla. I remember it happened in shul not so long ago. A person came in to daven mincha, and they came in, and I happened to notice them during chazaras hashatz, and the head was uncovered. And so I went up to the person afterwards, and I kind of took my, I was wearing a hat anyway, so I gave them my cap, and they were like very startled that they forgot. They were kind of checking their pockets, and they realized they left it in their car, and so on. So what happens if a person davens, they made a mistake and their head was uncovered? So what is the din in such a case? B'di'evit, is it okay? B'di'evit, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So it quotes over here in the footnotes. Again, I'm still waiting to get some Mishnah Berurahs from Dirshu. I think they've run out. They're trying to get some more. But he points it over here in number 22. He says, Misha shagag v'spal b'reish megula. This kind of mulls out a prayer. It happens to a person. See, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who says, Eine tzarech lachzul v'spal. We don't need to daven. Again, he quotes from Rav Moshe. Very interesting. Shechezer v'spal. Kaven Sha'akum Bebes Tiflossam Makpidim List Bal Dafka Bereish Megula. It says by the Goyim, the Makpid is specifically to take the hat off. That's a sign. Why take your hat off? And so on. I remember when I used to have a great aunt who lived in Nice, what I meant to say. So I have a great aunt in Nice, and I went to visit her. And she was telling me, you cannot wear your kapel over here. You know, it's dangerous to wear it over here, and you can't. Whatever, I was a bacher at the time, and we drove from there to Monaco. So we're in Monaco, looked at all these casitas. We thought, we'll just pop in and see what's. And I remember about 20 seconds after walking in, they said, "I'm sorry, please, you have to take that off your head." No hat in the casino. Said no hats allowed. You must take it off immediately. So, I took it off. We walked away, put it back on. They came back 20 seconds later. So that was the end of that. But says Rav Moshe, probably shouldn't have been there in the first place, serves me right. Says Rav Moshe, Kevin Sha'akam Babes Tiflossam Makpidim Lispaldavka Bereish Megula, Velachina Tfila Bereish Megula Nechsheves Kateiva. Says Rav Moshe, very strong. That's considered to be a Teiva, but Lamaisa, he's Mistayim Tzarech in Ladina. So not so simple. Interesting deen, if a person, is a person allowed to see Shalom with your head uncovered? He said you're not supposed to be Matzkeh Shem Shemayim. The Gemara says Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you say Shalom? Can you say G-O-D? Can you say Shem Hashem in a foreign language with a Reish Mekula? Lots of shyness. Anyway, good. So we said that when it comes to davening, saying brachas and so on, then we said Lima Hani Bezeh Kisa Yad. The Yad V'Reish Chad Gufa Inan. You are considered to be part of your own body, and so on. That doesn't help. Ve'ena Gov Yoch V'Chasas Hesatzme. V'yesh Mekilim B'zeh B'Shasat Chak. Those who make all, if it's a Shasat Chak. Kegoin. B'layla Shereitza Lishtes. Ve'ein Le Koyva B'Reishe. I don't know. They can't find their cap or whatever the case is. Can they put their hand on their head? Now those who are makel the die b'mashim chaser reishay biyadei avol yosetoy v'linei k'meisha olam neigim. The best thing to do is shemamshich habes yad shel haveged. You take some of the sleeve of your pajamas. I mean, obviously you need to have sleeves if you're wearing a vest or something. It's not going to work. Alayad mechaser reishay the oz. Have a shaper kisa l'kuliyama, then that is definitely considered to be a kisa. So covering your head with the sleeve of your garment is considered to be a kisa. Kasapri magadim yishli zar v'shas hanachas tefillin shel reish shalei yivarech habaracha b'reish magula. Meaning you put on the tefillin shel reish, so you need to make sure that you don't make the bracha b'reish magula. Now uparuk mis arais, which he explains is someone who has a toupee, peinachris. So a person, a man, is wearing a toupee. Uparuk misairis af oisin shutzfurin bebeged mitachtov, even though the hair is stitched onto a piece of cloth. So you might say, well, my head is covered. So he says, yeish lester mivnei maris ayin. So he quotes this from the Prima Godim, that it's a problem of Maris Ayin, Shayimu Shasiris Hain, the Yej Mekilim, but he quotes from the Artis Achayim, who is Makel, who says, Lamaisa, my head is covered, and that is permitted. We said in the end of the Shochanach, we said, V'yivdek Nekavav, Kadesh Yachakach Gufaynaki, V'shas Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, V'kriyash Mal Tefillah. It is of extreme importance for a person to have a Gufaynaki, a clean body, when they are davening, and the Ein Tzach Rak B'dika Levat, all you need to do is you need to check and see if you need to be excused. V'imbodek Hazatzmi V'inah Reitza Atzel and Kovav, you don't need to be excused. Zenikra Minadin Gufnaki V'chalila La'achas Shuv Avur Zez Man Kriyash Ma Tefila Rak Tefila B'tzibur Afila Rak Tefila B'tzibur. He says if a person has checked themselves and they do not need to be excused, that is considered to be a Gufnaki. One should not delay this man Kriya Shema or Tefillah B'tzibur once you've checked yourself and you are okay. However, very important to mention, let's say a person needs to be excused a little bit. They have a little bit of an urge. So he's later on in Simon Sadi Beis and Sifkat and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, very interesting. And this could be very relevant. A person is, you know, rushing in for mincha. They need to be excused a little bit. They feel a little bit of an urge to the extent that, you know, they feel it. It bothers them. It's in the back of their mind. So he says over there, Afa pisha yochal latzeres atzma yesa mishir parso. Even though they're clearly able to hold themselves back, the requisite time, which would, in theory, say that b'di'evad the tefillah is okay, mikol mokim yinakes atzma. It is better to down with a guf naki than to have the mila of tefillah b'tzibur, and that is the way the Mishnah Berurah and many others pass it. Let's just finish off. We said that the Ramah said that a person should not walk barefoot. Amru Chachamim Zal Sheyimkar Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lei V'Yik Ach Min Olem L'Raglov. You know, sell whatever you need to sell, but you need to make sure you have shoes. Rashi says over there, because it's a bizoyen for a person to walk barefoot. The Mashal says it's because you might catch a cold, you'll be very cold, and so on. Al-Kabbanim Chazal said it's very important to have shoes. Ubim Kemeis Harav Shadarkin Lelech Yachif Shari, but if in places in the Arab countries where they go barefoot, that is fine. If a person takes their shoes off because of tshuva, and the Gemara in Ma'akotan speaks at length that one of the signs of a person being in cherem or in shamta, in nizufa, nizifusa, is when they would remove their shoes, and that was a symbol that they are makabel upon themselves a certain level of nidui and so on. If a person is doing it because of tshuva, then it is permitted. V'chein also David Melech of Hashalom, Ha'ilech Yachif, he also went barefoot. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will start with Simon Gimel on Monday.